Welcome back to Inquire, the Investor Relations podcast. Today's guest is James Cartwright. James has spent 25 years in oil and gas equity research and sales before moving into investor relations in 2019. His first IR role was in the resources and mining sector at Vedanta Resources, and he then moved into the fintech sector as head of investor relations for CMC Markets. After just 2 years in the role, James has been promoted to Chief Operating Officer, an inspiring career transition that we'll be discussing on the podcast today. James, thank you for coming on the podcast. Please tell me initially about your career journey up until investor relations.
Thanks, Clara, and thank you very much for having me on this morning. So I left university back in 94 with a degree in geology, tried to get into mining, but unfortunately no one was hiring, and then I ended up getting a job at a small UK broker back in the mid-90s. Trying to earn some money to then go and explore for diamonds and gold, I guess, was my original vision for my career. Started in corporate broking, and I started to really enjoy that side of the business. And 25 years later, I was still stuck in investment banking and thoroughly enjoyed it. So I moved through equity sales, equity research, I should say, to start with equity sales, ended up running sales teams, ended up being a managing director of Morgan Stanley, very proud of that. And really thoroughly enjoyed that early part of my career. Moved to Vedanta as IR in 2019, I guess with a background in geology. I was always focused on the natural resources sector, so that was a natural fit for me. And then had the opportunity to move to CMC Markets after that. So that's a very quick run through for you.
No, that's super helpful. Tell me a little bit, how did you find the transition, having spent so many years on the sell side and equity sales and research into investor relations? And did anything surprise you maybe about working in in-house investor relations, having been on the other side for so long?
As you go through anyone's career, I think there are always challenges and a degree of trepidation when you take on a new role. I think that's only natural. And certainly I felt that moving from an equity sales role into the IR role. I think what you realize after a while, though, is that you've spent your entire career building relationships and trust with investors and understanding how corporates work, particularly after time in equity research. So in reality, the transition is a lot easier than it would actually seem on paper. I went from moving from having to know a lot about 30 companies to really knowing more about one company, but all those skill sets about building relationships, you know, with investors was exactly the same. So yeah, that was fairly straightforward, although, as I said, wasn't without a degree of trepidation at the time.
And then obviously moving from Vedanta in the resources sector to fintech at CMC Markets, were there any challenges in terms of transitioning sector, and how did you get up to speed at CMC Markets?
Yeah, I think after spending so long in natural resources, which is one of the craziest sectors I think anyone can cover, moving to fintech was relatively calm and straightforward. Whilst obviously there's very little overlap between the sectors, once you've spent time in research or the sell side, all companies are effectively the same at the end of the day. You have a revenue line, or a hopeful revenue line if you're a fintech. You have a cost base, you've got a PBT line, you pay your taxes, you've got an EPS number. And I think it's associating the stories about how those layers build up across the financial model, make the transition for moving from one sector to another relatively straightforward. And I guess I had the confidence of that, seeing many great analysts in the past moving from one sector to another and ending up being extremely successful in that role. I think as I moved into CMC and thought about how I would develop my own career internally, I stuck by the rules of talking to people, understanding how businesses run, building the trust with business heads, getting a real fundamental understanding of how we made money as a business, what the risks were associated, what we were looking to do from a strategic perspective. So I would say my first 6 months were really about listening and learning and talking to people. And then that allowed me to help bring that together and really start to think about what that meant for our corporate strategy.
Any tips for anyone listening in terms of developing your network internally, particularly for a company that has global operations like CMC Markets? And you've got quite a large part of the business in Australia, for example. So any suggestions on how you develop those relationships?
Be bold. always be prepared to pick the phone up and talk to someone. You commonly find in life people do want to talk about their business because they're excited about it and they want to talk to you about it. So you've always got an open door, I found, at most corporates to allow you to learn about a business. I think getting to the office as well. I know there's, you know, we've obviously seen a lot happen in the business over the last few years, people working at home more. But I think when you're forging a role and a new position, seeing people face to face is a huge must do in my view, because I think you will just learn through observation much more than you would do, I think, if you were away from the office. So get involved, immerse yourself, talk to people and listen as well. It's probably the best tips I can give.
Those are really great tips. Talk to me about your involvement and interaction with the CMC board. I know quite quickly you started the presenting at board level. So tell me a little bit about that interaction.
Moving into the role of IR, you're always given great exposure to the board members. I obviously spend a lot of time with Peter Carruthers, our CEO here, but I was also finding myself spending more time with our chairman and also the NIS. And I think this is one of the great things about being in investor relations and thinking about how you can develop your career is that you do have a lot of face time with the key decision makers across a business. That naturally sort of expanded through to our NEDs as well. Some fantastic NEDs with their independent views. And it helps really then for you to build rapport with them. And from there, I think, is a natural progression from having that rapport, they understanding your thoughts around how to develop a business, to you spending time in board meetings presenting on a particular subject, whether it's anything from earnings outlook to sustainability or any other bits in the business. So that's one of the really exciting things about investor relations to me is that access you have of building those relationships over time. And that I think does allow you to then be able to be in a position to voice your views.
And that leads quite nicely into your recent promotion to Chief Operating Officer, which is it's quite an inspiring transition out of investor relations. So keen for any sort of insight you can share into how you're stepping up into the new role and how that promotion came about.
Thanks, Clara. I guess I was talking to Peter around it, our CEO, for many months. I'll be honest with you, it's something I was a little reticent about wanting to do to start with because of the challenges and tasks I knew I would have to do. I guess I look back and life's always a bit of an adventure where I moved from mining and geology to investment banking and moving to IR. You always have to throw yourself into the mix and challenge yourself. And I think as my role was developing in investor relations, I was always already starting to touch other bits of the business. And I saw areas where I could see opportunity to improve efficiency and help grow the business. And I think it came to a point where actually I had to take that role and get that title to give me the license to make the change that I could see I needed to do. So I guess it was a slightly long drawn out process, reticence at the start, but then I had to effectively do it and thoroughly enjoying things. Thank you to Pete's support.
Yeah, I think it's a really inspiring transition and something that's quite interesting, I think, to our listeners. And I think it really demonstrates the breadth of your relationships across the organisation. That's always come across sort of very clearly. So coming to sort of trends in investor relations, I know you've worked quite closely with the sustainability team at CMC Markets. So can you share some insight in terms of how you're approaching communication from a joined up perspective around both investor relations and sustainability?
I think increasingly they're becoming interrelated. Obviously, all our big asset managers across London have sustainability and ESG teams. It's becoming an increasing part of the regulatory requirement for us as well. So I was over the moon to be able to hire a head of sustainability here at CMC. Kelly's fantastic. You'll see her in our annual report. And she is really helping to drive what we stand for as a corporate. We have our tomorrow message, our five pillars. And this is, I think, where I come from. It's wanting our employees to come into the office and knowing what we stand for as a group. So it's important to know that we're doing our best about how we position ourselves around the environment, how we're interacting with our charities, and obviously improving DEI. I think for a fintech business like ourselves, we've struggled with the right number of women in the workplace. We're putting in new measures. Kelly's driving this. So I think it's all about making us a better place to work, as well as being able to look at ourselves in the mirror and say, actually, we're doing the right thing. We are making sustainability part of our investment decisions all the way through to the board level.
Great to hear. And more broadly, coming out of the sell side, how have you stayed on top of key trends in investor relations and some sort of innovations we're seeing in the world of IR?
probably talking to people like you, Clara. I think obviously people like yourself are interacting with other corporates all the time. I think from my perspective, I'm communicating with our sell side analysts, our investors. So I'm always talking to market investors, sell side, to think about and ask them, what are other corporates doing? How is it changing? You know, I've got, thankfully, some very good contacts at corporate broking houses. So regular catch up with old colleagues to highlight how things are changing. So I guess, as always in the world of broking markets, it's assimilation of a multitude of inputs to keep you up to speed.
And I suppose perhaps having that background in equity sales, it's very relationship focused anyway. So that gives you a nice breadth of relationships more broadly across the city.
Exactly.
And obviously CMC is at the forefront, I'd say, of innovation, being a fintech company, constantly sort of investing in new projects. Is there anything from an IR perspective that you think has been particularly innovative, or perhaps emerging areas like AI that you find particularly interesting in terms of how they might impact the IR profession?
Yeah, the world's moving fast. I think the way IR has developed over the last 20 years, I would say the biggest change has been the use of technology in respect of communication of your strategy and communication with existing investors and potential investors. The COVID period accelerated the use of Zoom and virtual communication, and I see that theme remaining very strong with us. I also think that I'm seeing great step forwards in the way companies can present their results. We've obviously recently done some work with the London Stock Exchange, which were great for us in terms of helping record and disseminate our strategy and outlook to not just our institutional shareholders, but think about accessing a greater amount of retail shareholders and indeed sustainable ESG-based investors as well. So thinking about those broader range of investors. So technology is changing fast. You mentioned AI. I think that's really been the new kid on the block in the last 4 months. I'm sure we've all been looking at it. And look, this is moving very, very quickly. So I think when we're hiring new people here, we're seeing AI use touch all parts of our business at the moment, and I expect that trend to continue.
Yeah, I'm personally quite excited about the use of AI in investor relations. I think there's a lot of processes that could really sort of drive efficiency on, so you can focus on the more strategic elements of investor relations. So interesting to see how that world develops.
Yeah,
great. And then for, I guess, the next generation of IR professionals listening, what's the best advice you can give to someone either looking to enter into IR or progress their career within investor relations?
I think there are probably two natural routes into investor relations, the way I can see it. I think if you're internally in a corporate at the moment, you may be based in finance or you may be based in another bit of business. But I think if you're looking to move internally, I would say understand the numbers, understand the strategy. Make sure you're connected to the different bits of the business. You have to care about a share price as well. I think every IR individual really cares about their share price and really cares about the company that they're working at. So I think if you have your passion for your company, the passion for share prices, the passion for stock markets, that is a great place to start. I think the other route in is probably my route. It's from the sell side, whether it's from being an equity analyst or being sales or specialist sales. There you benefit from having that experience for communicating, building trust and client relationships, which is obviously important for the IR role. And I think the challenge then is to understand the actual business you're moving into. Again, my advice there would be bold. Moving from the sell side to IR is a great transition for people's careers. And don't be afraid about the company you're joining either. Don't feel yourself pigeonholed. If you have been stuck in one sector, think broadly. There's a lot of exciting companies out there at the moment. And I think the role of the IR individual is only growing in importance.
Agree completely. And I think actually, if you're sort of, you see a long-term career in investor relations, changing sector every few years is really beneficial, just from a sort of personal interest perspective, but just in terms of understanding the broader role of IR. And any tips for someone who's quite keen to progress out of IR then? So the traditional route sometimes is into a financial role within the business, sometimes deputy CFO or potentially even CFO. And obviously you've transitioned into COO. Any tips for someone looking to make that transition?
Enjoy what you're doing. Think about the way you can improve your company. And I think when you understand the company you're in, you can think about ways to improve it and then spend as much time as you can sharing those thoughts with business heads across the corporate you're in. the execs, the chairman, as much as you can. Just really immerse yourself in everything. And then I tend to think there'll be a natural progression in due course. But the most important thing is care about your company, enjoy your role, and be bold about making changes. Because the other thing I've noticed is that many corporates think a way of doing something is the right way, but it's definitely worth challenging at times, particularly in this world that is changing so much, utilizing technology in particular to improve efficiencies. That theme, I think, is very strongly embedded in everything that we're doing at the moment.
I think that's a great point, actually, because that two-way dialogue you have with investors can really help inform some of the decisions the board are making, and particularly strategically as well. So you do have that quite unique viewpoint and perspective on the business's performance and strategy. And then just to finish up, do you have any amusing anecdotes from your time, either be it in the city or in the world of investment?
I've got loads, Clara. I'm not so sure they could be voiced, but I think be calm. We all have problems. Webcasts go down, phone lines drop. I've even had an investor on a conference call thinking we're a different company and asking questions of businesses we're never involved in. So everything can happen. But I always think be humble, be relaxed. And you asked me a question earlier about what people sometimes forget. The amount of work IR professionals and teams put into presentations. I think when I was on the sales side, people forget about the work that goes into these things. But I would say once the work's done, I'd like to think, you know, you've covered most eventualities. I'm not saying it can't ever go wrong, but you tend to get through it.
You do definitely learn through sometimes things going wrong, how to sort of avoid these situations. It's quite an interesting point. I've had it a few times now where investors have turned up and they, by sort of question two, start to realize they're actually talking to the wrong company. And I think it's more embarrassing for the investor than it is for the company. But it's interesting. I think in the virtual world of meetings, that seems to happen more frequently because I've seen it on a few occasions.
Right.
Good. And just final question, any questions for me or the Equatory team?
No, I'd like to thank the Equatory team for all their support they've given CMC. And for any corporate listening to this webcast, I can highly recommend the Equatory team for help over the IR function. So thank you, Clara.
Oh, that's really kind. Thank you very much, James. So I've really enjoyed listening to your insights today. It's been a fascinating and very successful IR career story for our listeners. And thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure. Thank you.
And thank you for joining Enquire, the Investor Relations podcast. Please look out for our next episode in conversation with senior investor relations professionals in the UK.